This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 24th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
I believe, Madam Vice Chair, we have a late submitted document.
Yes, I move that we waive the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so that we may consider agenda document number 12-40.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it 6-0. And the document that we were talking about is the rulemaking priorities for 2012 and additional rulemaking projects, which is a list that we've compiled. It's been a joint effort, and I believe we have all six commissioners who are intending to vote for this document. The purpose of it, obviously, is to tell the public, you know, what rules we're working on here at the building. We have two priorities for 2012, the independent expenditures and electioneering communications by corporations and labor organizations, which is inspired by the petition filed by the James Madison Center for Free Speech following the Citizens United decision. And we anticipate having a final rule on that this calendar year. With regard to the political committees that engage in independent spending rulemaking, which we used to call the Speech Now / Emily's List rulemaking, that one we are working on and hope to have some progress on that as well this year. There's some additional rulemaking projects that we will, that many members of the staff will be working on, not necessarily simultaneously, but when they have some time away from AOs and other work, they'll be working on these issues. So thank you very much to my colleagues for working all together to come up with a list that I think we can all agree on. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was a little bit surprised to see my name on the document. I didn't know it was coming from me. But I completely agree that these top two under rulemaking priorities for 2012 have to be our first priorities. And then there are a lot of projects on here that I know, you know, different commissioners might rate them in different orders, but, you know, I think there's some agreement that these are all projects that would be worthwhile doing. So with that, unless there are any further comments, I move that we approve agenda document number 12-40, the rulemaking priorities for 2012.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it 6-0. Just a couple of really quick announcements, if I might. I just wanted to make mention that the FEC released many documents yesterday in response to a House oversight hearing that was held on November 3rd of last year. The enforcement documents, the reports analysis division procedures, and the audit division materials are all now available on our website. We issued a press release yesterday regarding this with some names of people in the staff. If you the public has questions, feel free to call them. Additionally, there's a mailbox that people can use to submit general questions or comments about the documents that were released. And we will have a public hearing to discuss enforcement issues and the documents on September 12th of this year. Wanted to say Madam Vice Chair.
Sorry, I know you're trying to do that quickly, but I did have a couple of comments on that. We've kind of opened up the closets and emptied out the drawers and put it all out on the website, and there are now hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents. But I'm not actually sure. You know, it's fine for us to put it out there. I'm not sure who's going to read them all, but I'm not sure how useful this set of documents is ultimately going to be, for a couple of reasons. One is that they were written for internal consumption. They were written for the staff of this agency. They weren't written with an eye toward making them accessible to the public. So there wasn't a lot of concern with writing in plain English. There's a lot of what we call FEC speak in there. It's kind of jargon heavy. So I think, you know, some people might read some of these things and say, huh, what does that mean? There's also a lot of old documents on there in this collection. There are documents that were old when I got here, so that's a sign of how really old they are. And while, you know, some people might find it interesting to know what the then general counsel thought was a good procedure to follow in 1997, I don't think there's any member of the commission who feels that we are in any way bound to follow those procedures now. I think that there's a much more useful enterprise that's ongoing, and that is the drafting of a current enforcement manual, and I think we're all looking forward to that document. And I think it's great that we're having a hearing coming up. I hope that we can. If people want to talk about the old documents, I suppose we could. But I think a more useful function for that hearing would be to focus on how the commission is organized today, how it's operating today, and how it should be operating going forward. And on the topic of enforcement, which I think is a really important topic for us to be constantly looking at, I think it's important for us to look not only at procedures and manuals, but also on outcomes. I hope that we'll get a lot of good comments from members of the public, hopefully more than the usual 12 election lawyers in Washington that we rely on so heavily, who always show up on how the agency is doing its job, both whether we are acting in a manner that is fair and also in a manner that is effective in our important role of enforcing the law.
Thank you. Any other comments? I wanted to say thank you to the Information Division for an excellent conference season this year. We just finished up, we had a conference in Miami in February and just finished up three seminars yesterday that were well received, and the registration were sold out even before the registration deadline. So we're very excited about that. And in addition, this was the first time that we offered the programs through a webinar. So obviously people who aren't able to come to Washington can also participate. So thank you very much to Greg Scott and his staff for having an excellent conference season. And if anybody doesn't have any other comments on that, my last comment is to thank you very much to Troy McCurry. This is his last day at the commission and his last public meeting. He will be leaving us to go on to bigger and better things. He's worked here with Commissioner Peterson, Commissioner McGann, and me for the past 2 years, and he's brought a vast array of previous experience to us that's been incredibly helpful. He's worked in the National Party and on campaigns and recounts, and so having that experience here was invaluable to us. He's also a professor at the university, or an adjunct professor at the university, Catholic University Law School, teaches election law, so maybe some of his experiences here will help him as a professor at Catholic. And we'll miss him very much, and he's headed back to the Republican National Committee. That's my last announcement. Does anybody have anything else? This meeting? Oh, Ms. Carmona, are there any management and administrative matters to discuss?
There are none.
Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Wow.